Mr. President, it is with astonishment that we have taken note of Amendment L39 introduced by Venezuela. As a traditional co-sponsor of this resolution on youth and human rights, my delegation is supportive of the draft resolution L30 presented just now. We wish to underscore that since the topic was first brought to the Council by El Salvador and a core group representing all five regions of the UN in 2016, the resolution on youth and human rights has been adopted by consensus every time. That is and should not be any different this year. From an institutional and procedural point of view, concerns on draft resolutions should be addressed in formal consultations, and therefore we deeply regret that a group of countries resorted to tabling Amendment L39 in an attempt to force this Council to accept non-consensual language. We wish to reiterate that the core group held no less than three rounds of informals and agreed on a balanced text supported by the majority. Tabling amendments at this stage is therefore in no way constructive nor acceptable, and the Council should not reward this kind of hostile acts. Moreover, we believe that there is no clear and direct link between universal queers, the topic of this amendment, and youth, the topic of this draft resolution. It is for this reason that my delegation will vote against the amendment and call on all members of the Council to do the same in order to preserve the language on the resolution that is the result of careful, inclusive, cross-regional negotiations and ensures continued consensus on this important topic. I thank you.
Thank you, sir. The floor is